We
And
didn't
the
do like a welcome intro.
is that the jelly guy? The one that holds like all the little like it's like the small capsules of jelly. And
Wait, which one?
is it this guy? Yeah, the guy on your left. What is that?
This thing?
Yeah.
Oh, this is the freaking what you call it? What is
Oh,
it called? Like
I don't know what that
it's the
is.
Disney World, like so Disney World, no, is it Disney World? I think it's Disney World. It's like a Disney World has like their own mascot for the American whatever it's called, like
Okay, that's cute.
American Adventure Park or something or whatever,
Okay,
and then this is like the
yeah,
mascot of it.
that's the mascot.
And
Okay,
then his
yeah.
straw and stuff. I bought it at a thrift store because I thought I could get more money for it because it's a limited item. But apparently, like, it's a limited item in that like 20,000 were sold. So it's like it's not really limited, but it's just
But
whatever.
it is an item.
It's an item that's limited, but the limit is like almost infinity.
I see.
But it is
Angela
something that you can't get
wants to
here,
do the
so.
intro, so we should do
What
that.
intro?
I've been waiting to do the
Oh, we're doing a new intro?
intro.
No, just saying like welcome to season five. That's all.
You're
Eating.
season five. What's
When
good,
did we
y'all?
when did we stop doing the, I mean, we stopped doing the intro a while back.
We
We
got
just
like
started
saying
talking.
like hi, hello, I'm Angela, but like No,
hey
it's like
guys,
we
season
introduced the episode.
five. I
I'm
guess.
just saying
No.
it's season five, guys. Okay, that's it.
Hey guys, welcome back to Cuenta Cuenta Podcast. This is Angela.
It's your girl Tessa.
What's up, guys? It's Ed.
And this is KP.
Guys, it's season five.
Season
Welcome. We
five.
outside. Season
Hey yo,
five.
I don't know where we're gonna be like in like when this comes out, but I had recently checked because like you posted that on FeedSpot. We were
What?
eighth place. Okay, so if you didn't see
Oh
it,
yeah. Wait, for the
yeah,
that. Go
for
ahead, but
viewers who are watching
explain.
it right now, at the time of our recording, at least before we were ranked top eight of Filipino American podcasts in the US.
Gang, gang.
Um, but uh, but I recently checked and now we're rated sixth instead of eighth.
Oh
So
my
I'm going
gosh, we
up.
went up.
Wow.
Hey.
That's a good news. The semi good news slash a little bit friendly competition.
Oh,
Because friends of
okay.
mine here in the West Coast,
The
they're
Pond de
actually
Sol, West
Pond de
Coast,
Sol
Worst
podcast.
Coast. Yeah, I saw that. That's how I saw
Oh,
them.
they're ranked number one right now.
What? No,
Oh.
wait, hold on. Because like I saw the Pond de Sol and I was like, this is a really good name for a podcast. Yeah.
Yes.
I follow them on Instagram. And then
Yes.
days later, I see KP in one of the photos. I'm like, what the
Yeah.
KP has been like doubled.
They're all good friends of mine. So I know Fictitious Professor. Shout out to Fictitious. I am very good friends with Andre Chavez, Dre Magix. In fact, I was in his show. He had a local holiday variety show. Like what you know, like those like Christmas specials that you see on TV. Like, do you remember those? Yeah, so he likes doing a live one. I was actually in his show. I performed in his show. So yeah.
Congrats. Did you drum?
I did drums and I did spoken word poetry.
Oh. Okay,
So
that's cool. Oh yeah,
it
there
was a
it
lot of fun.
is.
It was a lot of fun. They're probably gonna release it before Christmas or something. So if it's out, I'll share the link.
Are these the guys that do like the Filipino movie titles if they were
Yes,
like
I think that
yeah,
that's the
that
same
those
guys,
guys,
I
right? Is
think.
that the
Yeah.
same guys?
They
I need
do
to look
a
them
yeah,
up
they do just
now.
a bunch of just like Filipino. They have very Filipino uncle energy. Very
I
Filipino
think I've
uncle
seen
like.
some of
We're
their
in
like small
competition.
reels.
Yeah. So we are in friendly
We're giving
competition.
them
I
free
don't think it's a
promo right now,
competition.
guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know if it's a
Friendly.
competition. We talked about different
Friendly.
things.
Friendly.
We're not
Don't
even
worry,
in the
no,
same
you need to be
genre.
number one.
Yeah.
Angela's with me, right? Angela? Like we need to be
We're in a different lane.
It's called
In a
Pan de Sol Podcast.
Pan de
Pandasol.
Sol.
So, oh, it
Pan de
is. Okay,
Sol.
so it's
Yeah, Pan de Sol.
Pan de
Pan de Sol.
Sol.
Pan de Sol.
Got it.
I feel like we're like Filipino Americans, but we have our own kind of brand kind of
Yeah.
thing. We're in a different lane.
We're not totally branded to them, and we
Do we
only
have a
have one.
YouTube
We do have a
channel?
YouTube channel.
No, we do. We do. We do.
Yes,
Don't
I
we?
have a
Oh,
YouTube
it's called
channel.
YouTube. We do have a
Oh,
YouTube
it's on
channel.
Hollis. Yeah,
Yeah,
it's
it's
the
through
Hollis,
Hollis.
yeah.
Yeah,
I'm
it's through
planning on
Hollis House.
starting like a Cuento Cuento TikTok. Like
Okay.
we're gonna do a whole thing. We're gonna Like do a whole thing. 2024 is like
It's
Cuento
that's us.
Cuento.
2024
2024 is Cuento Cuento. The
Yeah,
year of
we're number
Cuento
one in 2024.
Cuento.
Hey, number one.
Number one. That's the aspiration, right?
We're coming after you, Panda Soul.
So we also have like a lot of guests lined up this year. I'm really excited to have some.
Do we really?
Yeah, I have a lot of my industry friends want to get on the podcast. Like nice. A lot of them are Filipino. I have some like lawyer Filipino friends that want to get on. I get a lot of people being like, "Yo, Ed, can I get on your podcast? Ed, when can I be on your podcast?" Oh, and I'm like, we just need to start recording again, and they think I'm dodging them. I'm really not, guys.
You're like
We took a year off. We took a year off.
Took a year sporadic. I would say we had a soft girl energy year.
Yeah. We are working on ourselves this year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's why I'm making this premiere in March, because I want to have like an episode every week from March to November. But now if we start now, we can have some time to like catch up. And then if someone like KP needs to like take a week off, we can.
Ooh, why
get shout out?
Yeah, KP.
Because KP decided to get an education.
Well, yeah. Shut. What the heck? I said we were bettering ourselves.
You can do that online now. No. Anyway, wait, I did want to segue.
You're like, University of Phoenix, too good for you, KP.
Yeah, right?
Anyway.
back to what was your segue?
So I also have a couple guests. So I need my friend Drew to finally get on this. He's an amazing Filipino videographer. And then one of my clients actually from work, I saw her in a place. This is so funny. But she is like a client in like my PR marketing girl world that I keep hidden. She's also an actor and also Mestiza Filipino. And she was doing a show in New York. And she was like, "Oh, I'm going to be in New York in a couple of months." And I was like, "Oh my gosh, that's so cool. Why?" And she was like, "Oh, I booked a play." And I was like, "Liz, I didn't even know you were an actress." She's like, "Yeah." And I was like, "Oh, can I ask where it is?" And she's just like, "Yeah." Cause she knew I was an actor. She's like, "Yeah, you know, it's just at the Public." And I was just like so casual, like one of the most notable
off-Broadway. What the heck?
Like, honestly, not even notable off-Broadway, like literally one of the most notable theaters. Yeah. And then she's just like, "Yeah, I'll like see if I can get you guys tickets." So me and one of my other coworkers, who is also Filipino, went and we saw her, and she wasn't just like in the show. She's like the lead of the show.
What's the name of the show?
You know, just
Manhattan. So it was actually super duper cool to see. So she's Filipino, but she's also mixed. And this one dealt with a specific Native American tribe. So she's also mixed with like Native American and like some other things, like I said. So so it was really cool to see her, and they use that language. I feel like I'm butchering this overview. It was so beautiful. The show genuinely was so beautiful. I like almost cried three times. But anyway, so long story short, we were talking, and somehow like my coworker like brought up, she was like, "Yeah, and then Tessa has the podcast, da, 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 da." And I was like, "Oh my gosh." And then she was like, "I want to be on your podcast." And I was like, "Oh my gosh." I started because like at that point I was like, she is like established, like very like, well, I don't know. It's like, I was like, I didn't mean to shit on us, but I was like, it's so small, but okay, if you want super show.
We're like literally in our pajamas.
I know, like yeah. like that. I was like, it's a small production, but if you want to. But then, so we follow each other on Instagram, and then she actually is connected with Brandon Universe, who we've had.
Yeah,
I love Brandon.
Dude, I see him all the time. Brandon's like so with the cool. whole like the Philem stuff. I see him all the time in all the events.
I always ask him like fashion questions.
Probably excellent advice.
I'm just like, anyway. How do you keep your bandana on?
Does it not fall off?
How do you like? Do you ever like worry about getting like a tan line when you wear it? Yeah, he was dead ass like, "Oh shit, I never thought of that."
These are such specific questions.
Oh, if we're talking about like past guests, I get a lot of comments from our Kalia episode.
Oh, okay.
Mostly it's just like guys in my network saying, it's like, "Oh, I saw your Kalia episode." I was like, "Really, you did?" It's like, "Yeah."
Aww.
She's really hot. And it's just a bunch of guys saying they were crushing on Kalia. And not even just crushing from the episode. They were just like, that's so funny that she was in your episode because I've been having a crush on her. I'm not calling anyone out though, because like I don't want to shame them, but I got a few guys walking up to me. I was like, how'd you get Kalia on the pod? I was like, I'm freaking Angela's friend. And Aww. It's just like, yeah, she's hot, isn't she? I was like, well, she wasn't that freaking, I don't know. Sure, yeah. I mean, I had the whole comic, like, oh, she's a freaking, like, boba girl, whatever freaking thing. So, yeah, she's cute. But then I didn't know how many people were just, like, kind of, like, secretly, not secretly crushing on her. I was like, okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. That was a good episode.
And Kalia never comes back to our pod.
Yeah.
Never.
After that, she's like, no, it was too much.
She's like, I hate this podcast. I never
No, she'd be like, names. I want names. I was like, no.
Wait, I have something else too. Past guests. So I've just been meaning to talk to Angela about this, and we're here. So Nate reached out to me, I think he did too, about his pageant. He's doing a pageant, an East Coast pageant. Mm-hmm. In 2024, and I said I would do it.
Yes, oh, you're gonna do it. Okay. You can do it.
I'm so excited for you.
I'm so excited. Gosh,
can I train you, please?
Can you please?
Oh my gosh,
no, I do. I'm kind of just doing it, and because that's the thing is, like, Nate and I have talked before. He actually did some PR for my EP release, so we've chatted many times. And basically, I was just like, okay. And he was just like, you know what? Like, it's a lower, like, this is a little bit lower pressure than, like, other pageants. And I was like, look, like, I trust you. You're Angela's friend. And we've talked about it before, and I've thought about it. And it's more so, like, I'm not expecting to win. And honestly, I don't really want to. Because I don't want to have to commit to the bit for that long.
Commit to the bit.
Not the bit, but commit to the life.
That's how you really feel then.
No.
Yo,
no shade.
Tell us how you really
No, literally no tea, no shade. It just rhymed. Anyway, so I'm really excited to do it though, because I've never done a pageant. And I think when I was younger, like, I really wanted to try it. And I also didn't realize how heavily integrated they are just in the Filipino culture. So I'm excited. It's in Virginia Beach. It'll be a cute little vacation. Y'all should come out.
Are you gonna be a sponsor?
I know. I heard that you were sponsoring that. Wait, so tell me about that. Like, what is a
Hollis sponsoring? Sponsor?
Yeah, because they asked me if I wanted to compete, and I was like, you know, I'm retired.
Like, hell no.
I'm retired.
But yeah,
miss
but
me
I'm,
with
I'm...
all of that.
But yeah, I'm gonna have there's no like final details yet, but like I'll have my own like Hollis House ambassador. I'm gonna like
flash,
and like I'm thinking of giving like a prize of like $1,000 or something, like to whoever is the Hollis House ambassador. But that's it's not cool. Like official yet. But
yeah,
like I just told
I can exciting. In turn help you with the sponsorship deal.
Get some sponsors there for the freaking podcast. Get some. Yeah. I want to start this podcast. This podcast is sponsored by, I don't know, Remitly. I don't know.
Yeah.
I just think it was so Filipino.
Do you ever go online and try to watch something on Netflix, but you can't find it? And it seems to only be region locked? That's
NordVPN.
NordVPN.
I'm so excited for you. Like,
Happy that you're going to be there, because I was like fully prepared to be alone. Like, I don't know.
Let's go. Thank you.
I'm really excited too. Yay. Yes. Yeah, you can of course train me. I can of course help you with the sponsorship deals if needed. Cause I know a thing or two about the art of those deals. So,
okay. Yeah. Cause I know nothing.
Do you know what days they are? Cause he told me July, and I was
he
like,
told
great.
Me July.
That, yeah, I just heard July too, and I was like, great, I'll just keep my July open.
Oh, that's so exciting.
That is pretty
exciting. I feel like a mom who's like their child go through pageants.
He's just like gonna do it. I know. Like, I'm honestly really excited because I feel like this year I'm turning 27, so like 27, 28, 29, and is all kind of like those years where it's what is it, the Saturn thing. I'm not super into astrology, but it is those years where it's like they're kind of pivotal and like transforming you. So it's like they say that you should do a lot of new things or things that you've just been like, okay, why not, during this time, because it'll keep you from falling into like a weird like, what is happening, what is life, I don't even know what I'm doing, because you're kind of keeping yourself preoccupied. So that too. I was like, this will be good for my mental health. And I haven't done a play in so long and I just want to perform.
Yeah, you'll have so much fun on stage.
Yeah, play. That's what it's equivalent to.
No, it really is. It really is kind of like a theater performance.
It's a performance for sure.
It's a show. Yeah, it's absolutely a show.
Yeah. Oh yeah, because KP has pageant, like a pageant background too, right?
I just helped a lot of my friends go through it, and then I had some friends that had gone through it. So I was never pageanteer. I know, you know, I know. You look at this, and you just like, yeah, really?
I just wonder, like, that's crazy. You're lying to us. It's okay. Lies are told on this podcast.
I just had a lot of friends that gone through it. I've had, yeah, a lot of close friends that had gone through it. I've crushed on a couple of girls on honoring. I mean, you know.
I have no idea what to expect, because the only pageants that I've seen are like the Miss Universe ones, of course, and then Toddlers and Tiara. So I don't really know.
Knows, like, Tessa is competing in the Miss Universe Philippines America pageant. So she could go to Miss Universe Philippines, which is like a huge deal.
Potentially. Yeah.
I'm sure a lot of our viewers will know how big of a deal it is.
The Filipinos, yeah.
I have no idea what's happening.
But that's what I was figuring out too when I was talking to Nate, because like I see some of his stuff. Dude, like the pageant stuff in the Philippines, it's a different world. It's like you're a rock star.
Is it really?
Yeah. It really is. Like if you win the pageant, like you are
Mary Queen of the Universe.
You're like day one celebrity. Like the next day, you are an absolute celebrity.
You're more famous than the president.
Yeah, you're like hella famous, and it's just it boggles my mind. Like even if it's just like top three or something, like you're still kind of a rock star status.
Yeah, and I also small segue, but I also was in the Philippines in November just a few weeks ago.
Oh yeah,
and
how was that?
Ooh.
Yeah.
A few weeks ago. That's a couple months ago.
November.
Yeah. We got you.
At the end of last year. Apologies. You're right, guys. No, and I was just the billboards were massive of like the Filipino like pageants and advertisements and winners and stuff. The Philippines itself was really, really fun. I would definitely say it was a vacation. Because you know how sometimes you'll go on trips and it'll either be a vacation or a trip. This was definitely vacation. Very relaxed. Perfect. I was staying with my Lolo and Lola. So they, it was great. They live there half the year and they live here half the year. But because of COVID, they hadn't been in like almost, I think, 3 or 4 years. So.
Mm-hmm. Oh, sounds like a movie I watched.
Wait, <what? laughs> Yeah. Who's that? I don't know.
You have the DVD.
By the way.
Did you get it?
It looks legit.
On DVD. Look at us. That's us, Tessa. Look at that. Oh my gosh. That's so crazy.
Comfy couch.
And then the back. It's 2020 in New York City.
That's cute.
And then look at that with the whole like
winner of
the Toronto Nollywood.
The Hollis House at the bottom.
Hollis House on the bottom. Look at that. Yeah, Hollis House on the bottom.
Official, Angela. That looks so good.
Wait, can I see the DVD? Can we see it inside? Does it come with the thingy?
I didn't open it. It's still in the plastic. Am I opening it right now?
Angela, did you not buy one?
Totally bought one.
Oh my god.
It's a punk, Angela. Hold up. Am I opening this? Okay. So.
I don't know. Is that weird? Like buying your own?
Unboxing. Official.
Angela, you should have asked that for someone for Christmas, because I think that would have been an excellent Christmas gift for you.
Yeah, would you guys get
a Quinta unboxing right here? Hold on, let me unbox it.
Did I get Angela for Christmas specifically?
Yeah, what did you guys get for Christmas?
But like, for
Angela,
real,
I got you your own movie. So oh my gosh.
I'm just tired of looking at it, tired of watching it.
I
get it.
Wait,
Angela, okay. I think here's the thing, because I know we started writing like Find My Driver.
Yeah,
I think we need like a week. Like, I need to fly down there. Like, I need to just fly down there. We get like an Airbnb or something. And then we just have like a 1 week writing session.
Like a writing session.
They fly down a whole week. She's in the north.
Fly down wherever. Or we'll meet in the middle mountains. Or something. Yeah.
If you guys like met like in the middle, like Wisconsin or something, like iconic.
Wait, didn't you? I remember, because you said something about like vacationing somewhere, like you had a place or something. or new place?
Oh, Poconos, actually, yeah.
The Poconos.
Poconos, I do.
That's Pennsylvania.
It sounds like a writing session.
That is Pennsylvania. We could do
that. I would totally do it maybe like in spring or something, or like spring break. I would totally do a spring break.
Yeah, don't
like if you were free and in my whole spring break, I would just like ask for it off. And I would totally do it.
Good time. We're outside.
That's it's winter in Manhattan. No one is outside. 2024,
we're outside. What are you talking? It's March.
Oh my gosh. It's still winter. It's still winter in March.
So here is quarantine. Here's the quarantine actually. Stop talking. It keeps going off of you guys.
Spin the disc so it's right.
No,
side.
Wait. Yeah, so hold on. Let me spin it.
Spin the disc.
Hold on. Which weird when I'm watching the camera. Hold on. So let me
You gotta press the middle and then snap it.
Yeah. It's quarantine, actually. So there's the disc. This looks really good, actually. And then here's the whole, like, the DVD menu. It is literally an award. Like, you know those, like, two truths and a lie that you do for, like, games? I literally put one of my truths is I'm a co-star in an award-winning film.
That's precious.
I use that. Aww. I use that now because I am. This is an award-winning film. So
you haven't seen it yet? You haven't watched it?
I don't. Where am I gonna get it? Where's the digital? Like,
where
am I gonna find a DVD? No, I got this. I got this for
for the veneer, for the vibes. Yeah.
Oh, I got it for the vibes.
You're saying that like, no one has a DVD player.
I have records. I have vinyls, and I don't.
If you have an Xbox, you can play it in the Xbox. Oh!
I have a PS4. I can play it on the PS4.
You can play it in those things.
Oh, I'm absolutely going to have a watch party.
Ed, do you have an Xbox? My boyfriend would like to game with you. Oh, never mind.
Hold on. But like, okay, no, games are cross-play now. Hold on.
Okay. Hold on. Well, he wants to play Baldur's Gate with you.
That's so funny. You're so down.
Asking for
your kid. I was like, my kid also plays video games. Will you play with my child?
Is your mom okay?
Is your mom okay Edwin if you play with my boy? We'll make a play date.
Is Edwin play home?
I know. I should have asked Ed's girlfriend if it was okay.
Yeah, exactly.
He's actually like right here.
hey, can we get a cameo? Oh, not a cameo. What do you? Yeah, cameo.
She's
not.
Yeah,
can we get a little cameo?
She's not camera ready.
Just a hand then.
A hand?
Not the face, just a hand.
Babe.
Give us your hand.
Babe.
Wave to us.
They want to see your hand.
Not your face. It doesn't have to be. You don't have to make, if you're not, yeah. If you didn't do last looks, it's okay. Yeah, just a hand. Just a hand. A hand. Just to know you're still alive.
Just put your hand out and like do like a wave. Over here, like right here. It's like the edge of my frame. It's like the edge of my frame.
There she is. There she is.
Wait, we didn't see it because the camera's on KP.
What? Okay. Let me show. I'm gonna shut up.
Okay. That's my girlfriend's hand.
Yeah.
There you go. Yay. There you go.
That's cute.
Yeah, so the way that we have our desk, it's like,
sorry, Spotify and Apple users, right? Like, you didn't see that.
No, Spotify can see it now.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, yeah, Spotify, yeah. Yo, that thing's so dope.
Yeah, I love that. That's how I watch ASMR.
We have like L desks, and like my L is like this way, and then her L is like that.
Oh, so
this is how we game, and then this is like the back of our living room wall.
Okay, so, like,
that's cute.
No, that's cute. I saw that on TikTok
right in front of us. Yeah, so we had like a TikTok feng shui guy tell us how to put our living room together.
Wait, for real?
Yeah, he was really cute. He's like the one, I think he's from London, maybe? I'm going to butcher that. Don't quote me. But he's the one that's like, he tells you like, he used to have like the little like, oh, his name is Cliff.
Yeah, Tom. I know. We worked with him before, actually.
Oh, yeah, he's so cute.
How'd you get him?
We just asked him.
What? Really? Yeah. Did he make a video?
I don't know. I don't think he made a video for us.
Oh.
Yeah, but we like paid to.
Oh, you got it.
But yeah, it was so cool, and he was really cute. And then like he printed out little 3D models of like all of our furniture, and he's like, oh, and you could do this, and you could do that.
Oh my gosh, that's so cute too.
And then blah, blah blah. And then, but like Wei was really sad because he didn't do the and now you know at the end, and she was like, I wanted him to do that. I wanted that. Cool.
Yeah.
But he
did. You get the figures? You should have gotten the figures. You should have a little diorama somewhere in your room. Of you guys, yeah, of you guys in your own room. Yeah, that'd be so cute.
Super meta.
This is the 100. Diorama.
Remember my guy that does
Can you see? This is the diorama.
Oh, that is cute.
Yeah, it's super cute.
Oh, you should ask for it and then just put it in your room.
Angela found one of my friends on TikTok.
Which one?
Who? Kes.
Oh, the guy who makes the Palestine reels?
The Palestine videos, yeah.
Is he? Did he get his TikTok back?
No.
No?
Yeah,
no.
Shit crazy. Yeah, they silenced him. But he's on Instagram now. Same username. We're actually about to start a podcast, too.
Try and look for that.
Oh, my bless you. Wow, Ed is just all the podcasts.
No, that's KP.
Oh, dude, no.
And Angela. They already have three.
He didn't get...
What else do you guys do?
Angela does a book club.
Oh, well, your book club, yes, I see. But that's a podcast?
Yeah, and then Angela also does a How to Be Nice podcast.
Wait, hold on.
No, she doesn't. Stop it.
It's like an AA meeting, but they have it on a podcast.
How to be nice.
What did we accomplish this week in being nice?
She's like, nothing.
It's been 3 days.
No, can I tell you this story, though?
That 3 days happened since I kicked the customer.
Okay, tell us.
It's been 3 days since I told someone that you should it's have, not free.
You should have that one, you know those signs that they have in factories? Yeah, it's been 90 days since I had an incident. You should you should have it in the background. You should be... So every podcast we're like, oh, it's been 5 days, and then one podcast it just goes back to zero. I'm like, what?
But look, what happened yesterday? It's been 0 days. So yesterday, in late December, so it's my mom's birthday. So we were going to the Cheesecake Factory.
I love the Cheesecake Factory.
I was going to park at the handicap. So I was like coming in here, and then this guy just like swooms in and like almost like cut, like he literally just cut me off.
Yeah.
So I parked and I was like, let me fuck this guy up. like no one is gonna like cut me off like this. So like I get out of my car and the guy comes out of his car. By the way, the guy was like super handsome. And he comes out of this car and he was like, oh, I'm so sorry. And I was like, okay, fine. I'll let you go this time. But I was just like, I was so ready to like.
So that doesn't count.
I know, but like, if he didn't do anything. Like, okay.
Okay, but another, like, intent was there. Intent was
another
there.
Context. Like, I'm in Pittsburgh, so people here are like much nicer. If I was in New York, it would have been a whole different story. Yeah, that's it. That was my AA meeting for this week.
Okay.
I don't think that counts. I think that was fine. You like held it in.
I think
because
it was justified.
He was handsome.
Yeah. I mean, you did good.
And he did say sorry. So he admits that he knew that he did something wrong.
Yeah, he did say sorry, which I was very surprised at.
He used his pretty privilege, though.
That pretty privilege.
Yeah, he has that pretty privilege. You can say whatever.
But like, I was also like, "Do you have a handicap thing?" Mm. Don't look handicapped. No. And I like pointed to my parents.
You should have called. You should have been like, "Yo, this guy's parking here." Oh, sorry. Yo,
that would have been funny.
What did
like...
he say? What did he say?
No, because one thing I noticed here in Pittsburgh, like a lot of people have handicap signs and they're not handicapped. So I'm like, "What's that about?" So I don't know.
What if he just lifted his pant leg and it was wood? And you're like,
wood. It was just prosthetic.
It's just like, it's like a pirate wood. It's just like a 2x4.
He just lifts up his face and it's all prosthetic.
Yeah, it's all prosthetic. Also, Angela, if you were to count your naughty nice for the year, do you think you would get on Santa's naughty or nice list?
First of all, fuck Santa. Like, I know.
Okay, I already know which list you're on.
Like, ever since I was a little girl, I was so, like, angry with the concept of Santa.
My God.
Okay.
My guy. That's a hot
Too bad
thing.
This is coming out in March. You're like, wait. Like...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I never believed in Santa. I always judged my friends who believed in Santa when I was, like, a little kid. And I was just like, because I think I just felt left out.
You felt left out.
I always thought that... that Santa can only like come to your house if you have a chimney, and I did not have a chimney, so I was like, the discrimination.
But did you still get gifts on Christmas? That was the deciding factor.
Yeah, well, yo, yeah.
Bah, like a Santa. If I don't have a chimney,
I got gifts from my family.
Oh, but no Santa.
But like, am I supposed to believe it was from Santa?
I mean, no. They're Facts. Supposed to be from Santa. Like, they're supposed to say from Santa.
Facts.
Yeah. Did yours not?
But my parents
from Santa?
Didn't like.
I'm just like Santa. Santa didn't pay for this.
Oh, wait, okay, hold on.
I paid. He doesn't get the credit.
You're right. Yung Santa. Ako yung Santa.
I didn't see him at work.
Santa.
Does he pick you up from school? No.
Oh my God.
Does he paid you? No. I paid you. This is from me. The gift is from me.
The rice? No, I
got
the rice.
Santa, huh?
Yeah, but... Santa.
Yeah, that was totally my parents. Like, they would know. They're like, I paid for this, so I'm going to get the credit. So
That's fine.
Yeah, so... That's my beef with Santa.
That's my beef with Santa. I believed in Santa until I was, I think, like 8. That's like second grade, right? Second or third grade?
Like third grade, yeah.
Yeah. So, like, I remember one year, it's like the year my sister was born. My parents were super busy. And so I went to try to find my presents. Actually, no, I didn't try to find my presents. I forgot what I was doing. I was hiding under the bed. And then I saw my presents. And then I didn't say anything. Because I was just like, oh, that's really nice that they got me this. That's really cool. And then, like, they wrapped it up and it said from Santa on the present. And I opened it and I was like, oh, okay, so my mom is Santa.
You're like detective work.
Yeah, and it was really cool. Like, they were really cute about it because, like, they would, like, write it in different handwriting. And I was just like, oh, that's not mom's and that's not dad's handwriting. So I was like, oh, it must be someone else's. Also, my dad has really nice handwriting, and my mom.
Yeah, dads, Filipino dads usually have like really neat all capital letters.
Right, all capital
letters. Yes. What is with that? That's totally my dad.
Lowercase letters are too feminine.
Lowercase. What is this lowercase A? Huh? Are you? No, I'm not gonna say it. It's a bad joke. It's such a bad joke. I was gonna say, are you the gay?
Yeah, that's how they say like, it too. Are you the gay?
All like, upper, are you the gay? The uppercase like, only.
You had to put an article in front of the.
Yeah,
word,
exactly. Like... I was like, what? Everything's uppercase. Everything's correct. Everything.
I got roasted the other day because I did this as like the phone gesture.
Oh yeah, yeah. Obviously, by a Gen Zer.
Do that. Gesture anymore.
No. Explain what Gen Z thinks. I don't. What
this is the phone gesture.
Yeah, that's the phone.
This is the phone.
Ask your Lola and Lola. It's like, pick up the phone, Lola. Pick up the phone, Lola, and then Lola does this. I was like, oh, okay. Like, what?
Lola does this.
Lola, pick up the phone. And she's like grabbing a bird from the air and then tying something. Oh,
she's okay. Making smoke signals.
So smoke signals.
That's fine.
Pick up the phone, Lola. Okay. I'll pick up the phone.
They just use like a flashlight.
Oh.
It's like.
Speaking of Lolo and Lola, I'm going to go back to the Philippine store.
Do it.
So
what happened to Philippines? Why were you in the Philippines first of all? Why were you?
I was gonna explain because the reasons are kind of fun. So like I said, it's been a few years since Lolo and Lola went back to the Philippines. They live there half the year, live the States half the year. But because they are so elderly now, and I'm talking like Lolo just turned 96, and then Lola's like 88, 89. Oh, yeah, so but they are so with it. Like they're so like honestly, for how old they are, they're so independent. Like they don't really drive themselves anymore, but it's more so like they can get in the house, they do that, like they don't need any, they're completely fine mobility wise.
Is this how they answer the phone?
No. No, actually Lola's so good with technology, she'll be like, FaceTime, there's a baby, how are you? I'm the favorite. Anyway.
Okay.
But So, but because they're so elderly now, it's just harder for them to navigate like the airports and things like that, especially with the technology and things like that. So what my family did is my parents ended up taking them to the Philippines in the summer, at the end of the summer, and then my job was to bring them back from the Philippines. But while I was there, of course, I stayed like a couple weeks. I saw a bunch of, it had been 9 years since I'd been last, so I saw a bunch of family, friends, but it was so like low-key and so relaxing there. I also like completely stopped taking my allergy medication and I was fine. It was like the something about the moisture in the air, like I had no issues like about anything. But the hard part was bringing them back. Like that was like my duty. So I kind of had to wait like the entire trip to like do my duty, which I was happy to do. But it was the thing my parents had, it was like they had one person per grandparent, right? So it's like one had Lolo, one had Lola. I was taking care of both of them. And it was kind of a trip just getting them through the airport. Just because it was like, if we wanted to go, it's like I had to help Lola to the bathroom, and then Lolo has a habit of wandering off, so we just don't know where he goes. He's constantly
who's on the beach, guys. Like,
so, but I constantly trying to find a place to Yossi, and that was the thing, is when he was in the Philippines, he was smoking so much. And I don't know if maybe the cigarettes are stronger there, but like Lola even like limits the amount of cigarettes that he has, right? So on the way there, they were fine. And keep in mind, it's like, gosh, on the way there, I think it's like an 8.5 hour flight, and then like a 12-hour flight, because we went through Doha. But on the way back, it was like a 9.5 hour flight, and then a 15.5 hour flight of like him like just being on the plane. So he was like starting to go through nicotine withdrawals like at the very end. And even like Doha was the transfer airport between like Manila, Doha, Dulles. Like Doha was the middle one. And there's even like a smoking room luckily there. So he was able to smoke like in that room. But like at the very end, we were like, he was just like, I need a cigarette. I need a cigarette. Like I was like, oh my goodness. So that's just something. So we know that we just have to like slap a nicotine patch on him next time.
Not the nicotine patch.
The nicotine patch, just to like chill him out a little bit.
But if you give him like nicotine gum.
Yeah, something. Well, he doesn't have any teeth. He has dentures.
The nicotine patch.
Yes, the patch. The patch.
Nicotine sucker. Nicotine cough drop.
But no, overall, like it was fine. It was. I think I was more so just really. Like, I was like, I have the most precious cargo right now. I was like, I cannot lose them.
Get down, Mr. President.
Literally, I was like, my elderly grandparents, I need to make sure that they make it back to the States. And I was alone. Keep in mind, I was alone. Like, it was just me and them. But we made it back, and it was good, and they were fine. But I did notice something is a lot of people, like strangers, were coming up to me while I was in the airport. And they were like, oh, this is so nice of you. Like, you're doing such a good thing. Like, good job. Like, because I was visibly, like, Lola was on one arm. I was, like, keeping track of Lolo. Like, I was really, like, really, like, guiding them and helping them. And then my mom, I told her about that. And she was like, no one said that to me. No one badder than I. No one gets. And I was like, well, it's because I'm their granddaughter. And she was like, yeah. And she was like, that is nice that they said that, though. But it was an adventure. So, and now I know I can do it. So I feel a little bit more confident if I have to do it again, but I would like to try to get my brother to be with me next time. Cause it just to have like an extra set of hands.
That makes sense. Yeah.
Your adventure sounds like an indie film. It does. It literally does. I was like,
Lost in Manila.
You know, I'm just throw it out there, Angela. Quarantine actually too. Like, no. So it's in reverse. Well, Christine has to go to the Philippines. Yeah.
The other perspective?
Yeah. So Christine has to be the one that's quarantined.
That's funny.
Listen, I'm probably going to be going a lot more now just because they need someone to help transport them. So, yeah. But again, I'm happy to do it. And it was such a fun time when I was there. Like, I was literally just so pampered. Because the spas, there's the spa called The Spa, and I got a facial, I got a massage, and I got a scalp treatment, all for under $110 US, including tip. It was
a vampire facial?
No.
I'm bringing it back.
Oh, it was a cryofacial though.
Oh,
it was a cryofacial. Yeah. Oh, and I didn't get sick. That was one thing I was really, really nervous about. But I didn't drink any water other than distilled water. Like, not even just bottled water. Like, it had to be distilled.
Oh. Did you end up just like boiling the water too?
No, we just bought a lot of distilled water.
Yeah, that was my mistake when I went to the Philippines.
Yeah. This is the first time I've gone and not gotten sick, though. So I was like, that's crazy. Yeah.
No. Wait, no, I got tricked.
Has everyone here been?
I've never been.
No. Okay, next time, Ed.
Cuento goes to the Philippines.
Cuento goes to the Philippines. I'm here for it. 100%.
I'm down.
Not this year, but maybe
we need more sponsors. We need more sponsors.
Oh my gosh, what if? Pandasol, we're coming for you. Do they have sponsors? Let's try to steal some.
Hey, yo.
Ed, you look like a hipster. I've been meaning to tell you that all episode. It's something about the glasses and the beanie and the tiny mustache. Yeah. No,
it's not just
it's
a beanie.
It's not a beanie, actually. It's like, actually a hat. Yeah, it's just a brimless hat.
It's that with the little hair jetting out. The little hair jetting out.
This is like the super Filipino in me. Because what is it? I don't know if you can see. I'm growing out my hair.
Oh, wait, there.
I'm like growing out.
Oh, okay.
Hair. Yeah, it's like pretty thick in the back. It's thick up here too. But like, so whenever I go places, people are like, "Oh my god, I love your perm," and I'm like, "It's not."
I'm
we're still right there, sixth.
Nice.
And they're still right there, number one. Gotta get them.
We gotta get them.
Don't get comfortable. Find the soul.
So I got a message on Instagram the other day. Yesterday.
Ooh.
It was yesterday. So I work a lot with the Art Students League of New York now. I do a lot of videos of past artists, past students, like people that have gone through the league that are now pretty known in the art world. And so this person reaches out to me and they're like, "Hey, we want to use one of your posts as like a muse for our mural." And they're like, "Oh, we'll like pay you money up front and then we'll give you a percentage on the back end because we're thinking about auctioning off the mural at an auction house in Indiana." And I was like, "Oh, okay, that's really interesting." And it's like it was like 1 p.m. and I just woke up and I was like, okay, can you tell me more? Like, what else about this? And then they were like, "Oh yeah, so like, you know, I'm an artist and I paint on oils and I do canvas, I do oils on canvas, and like I just want to use like your post and like make a mural out of it, because I focus a lot more on people, and like I have a client that's willing to buy it, but we're going through the auction house so that like they make some of the profit or whatever." And I was like, "That's interesting, but also kind of shady. I don't really know." So then I started asking more questions and I was like, "Oh, so what got you into painting?" And I was like, "Oh, why did you decide on oils?" And I was like, "Oh, and then also, how did you find me?" And like, "I don't know you," and all this other stuff. So So then I started looking them up and I was just like, okay, it's like, I was just like, "Who's this person?" I'm like typing in all the information I have that I found on their profile. And it's coming up with like these random people out in the middle of nowhere. And I was like, "Oh, I don't think this is it." Like, because they told me that they would give me $500 up front and then they would give me 5% on the sale. And she said that they're estimating for me to make around $4,000 on that sale off the 5%. And I was like, "Okay, so either you're like a really well-known artist or you just have someone that really likes your work and is welcome."
So you're saying that the 4,000 is 5%.
Yeah.
So
I'd be making 45 or 4,500 like altogether. And I was like, "This sounds too good to be true."
Right. So that means how much would they be selling it for? So let's see. So
Yeah, yeah. Do percentages real quick.
So if 4,000, right? So 4,000, let's see, times. Wait, 5%, what would be that? Times 20? Hold on. I think it would be times 20. It would be about 80? I think 80,000. And then, okay. Hold on. Let me divide it by 0.05 and see if that makes sense. Oh, wait. No. Hold on. Let me do 80.
You do 80 times 0.05.
Yeah.
And then if you divide
Yeah, 80.
Yeah. 80. So okay. That's what they were saying. I thought it was an old lady. But when I went on their profile and looked at all the people they were following, it was all like current artists, current like big name stuff and whatever.
I don't or, like, think just pop culture. 5% though. Like, I feel like it's kind of low.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too. And so then I reached out to like the people that I know in the Art Students League because I was like, I know nothing about this. I was like, what do y'all think? And then one of them I got on with, he was like, yeah, you shouldn't ask me because I told my mom to go do something and it ended up being a scam. And she was like, I think it's a scam. she was telling me that it was a scam. And I was like, no, mom, that sounds great. And I was just like, what the hell, bro? And so he was like, yeah, you should ask someone else. And I was like, okay. And so I asked someone else and they were like, yeah, it seems kind of sketchy. Like, I don't know why like an artist would want to reach out and like pay money for you to be like the main thing. Like, if like the artist wants to do something, then they would just like make their own thing or like take it from someone they know other than like rather than like reach out to like a stranger. And I was like, okay, that's fair. And then she was saying that like, oh, when she does like because she curator galleries specifically, and she's like, oh, well, when I reach out to people for our art galleries, like it's like very upfront, very forward, and like these are all the things laid out, and then time to talk about money. It's like very like it's like so late in the conversation.
Scam that scares me the most, and I haven't seen it too much actually within this last year, but there was one going around where it was like somehow scammers were able to call your phone and put it as if like your mom was calling you. And then, yeah, so it's like so it shows up as like your mother and like your caller ID calling. And I only heard about it being with moms, right? Calling you, and then you answer and you hear someone screaming. So you think it's your mom. Yeah. And then they get you and they're like, I have her hostage, like something like that. And then you're just like, oh my gosh, they're like, send me all the money you have, like via like Cash App. And I was just like, oh my gosh. But I heard the way, so people were like actually sending money because it sounded, they thought their moms were like kidnapped, you know, things like that. But what I heard is like, if anything like that happened, hang up immediately and then call the number again, like call it back from like, not who just called you, but call it back from your contacts because it'll call your actual mom back. And if it is like a crazy person, like they'll answer because they're like, they'll want the money, you know?
Yeah, that makes sense. That makes a lot of sense.
Also, I know how my mom yells, so it'll be like, that's a white mom. That's not my...
That's a white mom.
You're actually right.
If you're just going to say so, I'm sure... Wait. Like,
right.
A bunch of Tagalog, and I'm like, that's not my mom. That's some white mom. So it's like, that's not my mom. Exactly. I'm like, it'd just be some like random bro. I'm like, that ain't my mom.
What's the word for like ouch in Tagalog?
Aray.
Aray.
Oh yeah.
Aray, sakit.
Aray, this is sakit.
Like that would be that. It wouldn't be like some weird just screech. I was like, that's, yeah, no.
Right.
Yeah, it wouldn't be that. You can't feel no Filipino. It's like, I don't know who you have hostage, but I don't know. I don't have any money. It's like,
I don't
wrong
know,
lady.
Low key though.
Sorry, you had the wrong
number.
I've been
reading that, like a lot of scammers like are Filipino or like Indian. That's like the main like group of scammers.
No.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Who? Us?
Yeah, it's us and us and our Daisy.
We are the villains.
Is that why we're number 6?
That's why we're number.
Because we're just scamming.
We're just scamming people, bro. We outside. But yeah,
you know who else is a scammer?
Oh god.
Oh.
Go ahead.
Go ahead, do it.
Go ahead.
It's like Badum Fisher.
Do you guys see, Adam Driver as Mr. Darcy picture over here?
Okay, we outside.
That Adam Driver, John Smith looking.
Oh yeah, Angela, how's your year of dicks?
Actually, I will say though that like I really like, because I am moving back to New York, but I don't, I don't want to date guys in New York anymore. Like Pennsylvania guys, or at least Western Pennsylvania guys, are like just so much nicer. They're so much more chill. Like I just
Eagles fans are not.
I can believe that.
New Yorkers are just so like, send me a picture, do this, da, 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 da. I'm just like,
just very aggressive. Yeah.
Yeah. And then like Pennsylvania guys are like, you know, if you like whatever you like comfortable with or whatever, but they don't pay for parking. So I'm just like, and I'm just eating popcorn with chopsticks.
Yeah. That's I was wondering what was happening. I was like, Angela just has these chopsticks and she's picking up what looks like popcorn. But one can't be too sure.
Oh, I got some stuff too.
This is the year of dicks we're talking about. Yeah.
Thank you for tuning in to season 5 for me.
Oh my God.
A lot of good sound bites for that.
Here, we outside, y'all. Right. Thank you for showing up for season 5. Look forward to the rest of it.
What's this? We outside. Is this other Gen Z? Bro.
We outside.
Stop Tessa. Trying to make fetch happen. It's just not.
No. Tessa. I know what he's doing.
Get in, loser.
Tessa, like, yes. Yeah, like Gen Z tutorial us again. What is outside? Yeah.
Tessa with Gen Z.
I forgot I did that. We outside, that was a term that was popular about a year ago. And where
not
people...
popular anymore.
Yeah, so it's basically when COVID cases started dying down, right? And people were like, okay, we outside. So, and it was that summer. I think it was summer, 2021. Yeah. So it was
we were not outside
2020. No. So yeah, summer 2021, people were like, we outside, we're waxed and vaxxed, like we're going to do things.
That rest in peace, time. Summer 2021.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you guys. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.